Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm actually tired today. Not gonna lie to you, man. I'm tired. First, I binge-watched 1823, which is a great series. And it's one of the prequels to Yellowstone, which I still haven't finished yet. And growing up in the country, I just gravitate to that genre of TV show or miniseries, whatever they call it. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I gravitate to that. Grew up on a big cattle ranch in Texas. Understood the cowboy life, but I got to tell you, you see these shows and you get a bigger glimpse into it, the way it was done years before, what led up to the more modern version of it. But I remember, man, the cowboys on our ranch and having to round up cattle and even round up exotic animals, which they did partially with cowboys and others with helicopters. But what an interesting life. And it was funny because when you see these, and I, Silverado, just so you get an understanding of my background, was the first what I call modern day Western. It had Scott Glenn in it and Kevin Costner and Danny Glover. And I absolutely loved that show. And then Tombstone came along and what was the other one? Wyatt Earp. Came along, and I love those shows, and part of it is because I grew up that way and watching it. But I will tell you, this series of 1823 and then the one before that, I can't remember the name of it, but or what it was called, but anyway, there's two of them, and I watched them both fully, one season each. And I have to tell you, understanding what it took to settle America, you get a whole different appreciation for what type of person it took. And I'm going to tell you, you couldn't be some metrosexual sissy in trying to settle this land. You had to be all alpha male. Women had to know who they were. I mean, it was dog eat dog. I just marvel and what our forefathers went through. And the difficulty, the strife that they faced. I mean, they deal with smallpox. They dealt with, you know, obviously battling against Indians. And I don't blame the Indians. You know, they were like, what are you doing here? This is our land. And other people are like, well, it used to be. And the fight was on. But then even when you got past that, then it was even more ruthless with the big land barons fighting and saying, I'm going to squeeze you out. I'm going to take the water away from you. I'm going to poison your cattle and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm probably going to have to rewatch the prequels. And I know there are a lot of people out there who are in my boat. Yeah, I can't remember the names, like how to follow. You know, I know it's the Dutton family, but I got to go back and see, was this the guy that's in Yellowstone that's just Costner's character, or is this or that? Who the lineage of it? And I have a trouble enough keeping up with my own family. But here's what I did see and what I just kind of explained is, it's one thing to get something, it's another to keep it. And when you're watching these shows, even I like cop shows, but I also like legal shows. Melissa got me watching The Good Wife. And you see all the forces that are going against you. And as I'm watching these shows, I'm applying it to the politics of the day. The evil that lurks in this country. People who actually want to see more of Joe Biden, for example. How could you possibly want that? This is a failed president in every possible way. Not just a failure of policy, but a failure of character. And I was talking on a radio show, It's a get Trump at all costs mentality that has led to where we are right now. Get Trump. I don't care. It could be Lucifer. I don't want Trump. And there's no reasoning. And by the way, I don't want to make it sound like there's a bunch of these people. There aren't. They just happen to be the ones in power. And I got asked this on a radio show about Colorado. I hadn't talked about it. I think it's completely, it's going to get overturned, but I guess we do have to talk about it. And here's my answer when I was asked the question of what do I think about what Colorado did. I think it's a desperate move. Joe Biden himself has said, we got to do what it takes to get rid of Donald Trump. And he makes it sound like it's legal. You know, constitutionally, we have to get rid of him. We have the clip.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
Well, who defines legitimate? If it's the Bidens, you already know what legitimate is for them. These are crooks that are going to legislate on a guy who's got nothing. I mean, Trump's done nothing. Joe Biden is essentially saying, he's telling you what he's going to do. I will do whatever it takes to keep him from becoming president again. And if you wonder why he hasn't gone away, it's because that's what the parties, he has the power of that. And they want, I mean, for all intents and purposes, don't be surprised if Joe Biden tries to pardon himself. They talk about Trump pardoning himself. They've already set the stage. Don't be surprised if Joe Biden says, I'm going to pardon myself. A dictatorial move. Wouldn't surprise me. Nothing is beyond them. And if you think that it's going to go away because you've got sanity and you say, well, look, he's done nothing wrong and it's Joe Biden and his family doing stuff wrong. I know, that's the logical thing. Don't think for one second that's going to sell. Colorado, all 24 of the states, I think, are trying to get Trump off the ballot. Some of them have already tried. It's been ruled unconstitutional in those states. Colorado passes it. California says, we're going to do it next. Okay? Based on what? Going to get overturned, as I said earlier, but they don't care. Just the perception of it. We live in a crazy world right now. Crazy. Legitimate efforts. There are no legitimate efforts right now to get rid of Donald Trump. It's nothing but the continuation of a coup that occurred in 2020. And they know what's coming when Trump gets his second term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lab-grown meat. Yuck. I mean, maybe it should sound good. There are things probably grown in a lab. We probably eat lab-grown stuff all the time. I don't know. You never know with scientists, man. Scientists, they could be diabolical. But you think they're trying to do something good for us, but meat. You know, if you said to me, Kevin, you're going to eat, like, for example, processed cheese. I don't know the difference between regular cheese and processed cheese. And I'm not enough of a prude to for my palate to be, oh, my God, this is processed cheese. I bet if you put them side by side, I could figure it out. But it's like anything. If you go buy a TV for $700 and your buddy has a TV for $3,000, and you don't see them side by side, you think your $700 TV is a $3,000 TV. Because if it's new to you, you're like, oh my gosh, it's got QLED, and it's got, you know, blah, 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 and it's got this many megapixels, and not a lot, a lot, and it's better than the one you had, isn't it? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Speaking of buying stuff, If you're going to buy some stuff, I'm telling you, go to my website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and get yourself a Transact card. The website, everything's on there. You can get, just click the button, get signed up, your card will come to you in a few days. This card gets discounts at all these major retailers, the Best Buys, the Lowe's, the Home Depot, all the places you shop, automatically. So you'll probably get a $20 to $70 rebate just in your normal day-to-day shopping. Okay? Now, once you've done that, you get this other benefit. Because every dollar you spend, they might match you dollar for dollar, and you get Z-Bucks, and that goes towards your travel account. You can literally travel for free. Build up enough bucks, and all it is you're spending. You're not doing anything different. There's no change management here. It isn't like, okay, well, I got to enter a code, and then you do nothing. You pull out your credit card, your direct transact card, you go, boom, here you go. And then you can tie your other cards to it for $5. So no matter what card, if you got one you're using for airline miles or something, boom, you can use it and tie it to the Transact card. Same thing. This is a no-brainer, folks. And as I tell you, when you're hearing me say this, this isn't a commercial that runs, you know, during a, you know, on our Spreaker or iHeart or whatever. This is me saying it because I use it. This is something you can take to the bank. And I'm glad a few of you, a handful, have actually contacted me and said, Kevin, when can I get it? I go, here, go to the website. And I know you've signed up. I know some of you have. So when you've done it and it starts to work for you, give me a call. I want to let other people hear how it's working for you. Anyway, let me get back to this. Because lab-grown meat, ugh. And my question is, why would you consider it? I mean, it doesn't sound delicious. If you say to me, Kevin, I made some lab-grown candy, it's sugar-free, but it tastes like, I'll try it. But if you tell me you made some lab-grown bacon, nah, I'm good. It's like that, what was that meat they had, the fake meat, faux meat? They had a name for it, like almost meat or something. I don't remember the name. Because I never bought it. And one of my friends goes, oh, you used to taste it. And I tasted it. And I went, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. It certainly wasn't going to make me switch. It was like a burger patty. It wasn't going to make me switch from a good old-fashioned sloppy beef burger to that. So, and they were like, you can hardly tell the difference. Yeah, but you can. Hardly. You shouldn't have to put hardly in there. Now, here's more importantly. Why are you trying to make it taste like beef? If your stuff is so good as veggie burgers, why don't you make it taste like the best it can be veggie burger? It's insanity. It's like, it's trans meat, transsexual meat, if you could have that. That's what I equate it to. You want to be a dude, you know, but you can't keep up with the dude, so you go to the other side and you go, well, I'm almost as good over here. No, you're not. You can beat a bunch of girls. That's what it reminds me of. I know they can create flavors. I know they can create textures and things that can mimic meat. But I'm going to tell you, people, I'm biased. I'm a bigot when it comes to my meat. I want real meat. I remember when Melissa goes, we're going to eat bison. And I was like, she goes, it's leaner. It's better for us. Okay, but it better taste like meat. And you know what? It does. It tastes like meat. Elk tastes like venison. It's real meat. I had some caramelized bacon sausages over the holiday. I swear I gained 5 pounds of these things. Our cousins took these little bitty sausages, wrapped them in bacon, put them in a broiler that, you know, one of those, I don't know what you call it, but it's like a cooker, a special cooker, where the oil drips to the bottom. They caramelized it with the brown sugar. Oh, my Lord. The taste of that salt and that sugar and the real... You could not put a piece of lab-grown bacon around that little weenie and got me to eat it. But every time they passed the plate, I would feel bad because people were taking one and I'd see how I would give me last. And I'd see how many were left and I'd just slob them up. And it got to the point where I would look around like, is anybody watching me? I was a bacon rack sausage voyeur. But I was eating those little suckers like it was going out of style. And over the holidays, I'm telling you, this is a true story. I gained at least 5 pounds just from those because I was just, I was pigging out on pigs in a blanket. Pigs in a caramelized blanket. And there was no substitute for that. And I know there are people out there, well, Kevin, you haven't tried it. Because this is what we say to our youngest son. We're like, hey, don't say no till you try it. Don't tell me no. Well, I don't want your dad. Give it a shot. You should always try it. And I did. By the way, I haven't tried lab-grown. I don't know if I've tried lab-grown. What I can tell you is this. I've tried that fake meat. Whatever they call it. Almost meat. They have a name for it. Come on, you guys. Help me here. They have a name for it. But can you grow bacon in a lab? Let me ask you this. Do you think lab-grown bacon would fool you? I bet you the majority of this audience is saying, no way. Even bacon bits. You remember when they did bacon bits? Because I was like, man, when I eat a baked potato, I want bacon on it. Because bacon on anything is good. Bacon on a cupcake is good. So I wanted bacon on it. And then when they got bacon bits, I was like, oh, man, this is great. Because I don't have to always cook a bacon and chop it up and all that. And it's not as greasy and it's good for you. Man, you might as well eat tree bark. Bacon bits. Put bacon bits on your eggs and see how they taste like. It's like somebody put cardboard in your eggs. Would you eat lab-grown meat? I'm just curious. Would you guys eat lab-grown meat? Have you eaten it? No. As it turns out, Italy is the world's first country safe from the socio and economic risk of synthetic food, said Agriculture Minister Francesco Lollobrigida. The vote in Parliament was met by rallies for and against the ban, and at one point, they say a scuffle broke out between farmers and the MPs. The head of the big Coldiretti Farmers Organization, Ettore Prandini, I just like speaking these Italian accents, said they were confronted. But anyway, Italy is saying no to lab-grown meat, and I'm going to make you a bet that they will not be the only one. They're the first, but they won't be the last to do it.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The first call in over a year between high-ranking military officials from the U.S. and China took place yesterday. The conversation involving the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his Chinese counterpart, although specific details about that discussion have not been disclosed. Dozens of Russian drones attacking Ukraine's capital city. 2 people reported injured. 24 of the 28 drones were shot down by Ukraine's Air Force. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots to talk about today. Same old, same old. We got...
What?
How ridiculous should we start today? You want to talk about farting cows leading to global climate change? So, we can ban cows so that we can create lab-grown meat. I get the reason why people would study the topic and say, can we grow meat in a lab in any event of a starving population? But we've looked at all other types of ways to do that. The improvements made in farming, for example, have been tremendous over the decades. Tremendous! We can feed the world in a fraction of the land that we used to. We've made all kinds of innovations. And some of it's through DNA, you know, modifying the plants so they're hardier, things like that. Some of it's in fertilizer technology, land management, etc. But I remember when there was a time when people thought if we got over 5 billion, pick your billion, whatever number of people would starve to death in the streets. We feed more people on less land than at any time in history. Look, I'm not telling you that there's not a limit to it. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just telling you, we figure it out. What I don't like figuring out is, you know, the personalities. Would you want another billion leftists on the planet? I mean, the world could do without those. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hope you check out the website. I tell people all the time, we give out where you can find us, the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. The phone number, 844-551-8255. If you want to contact us by mail, take this down. P.O.B., that's P.O. Box 542, Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona 85236. Got a new batch of Christmas cards. I want to thank everybody for those. But let me get back to this because we'll run out of time if I don't. All I'm telling you is, you look at the stuff that we're discussing, the things that we are... like I said, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. It's going to be a whole new series of the same old, same old. Whole new series. I don't know who's going to kill who in a big city, but I do know some people are going to get killed for no reason. And it's going to be leftists that did it. It'll be leftist policies that allow it. Somewhere a cop will get blamed for doing his or her job. Somewhere, a fat cat lawyer is going to help some leftist prove that we have a dual system of justice, and some little guy, probably a Christian conservative, who's a Trump supporter, is going to get screwed because of it. I can give you the scenarios, and all we got to do is wait to fill in the name. And the most ridiculous way I can explain it to you is the people that are stealing your money over global climate change say that cows fart too much. So we need to ban cows so we can do what? Create lab-grown meat that, thank God, I talked about in the previous segment, Italy said, we're banning it. We're not going to support it. That's where we are. Oh, and by the way, don't cook your lab-grown meat on an electric stove on an electric stove because gas stoves exacerbate global climate farce. So we can't barbecue our cows anymore or our fake lab-grown meat. We have to cook it on electric stoves. And by the way, let's all make the switch to electric cars for the same reason, because we're going to save the planet, you and me. We're going to make it better, just you and me. Teddy Pendergrass has a song, "The World Won't Get No Better If We Just Let It Be." We're going to be doing a whole thing on that over the holidays, so you're not going to want to miss the show during the holidays. We will have fresh shows and things for you to you're going to enjoy your time sticking around, I promise you. I'll make it worth your while. So we're going to switch to these electric cars. We don't have a grid to support it, but so what? Any future grid, by the way, is still going to depend on fossil fuels. Guarantee you this. I know this as a scientist. But that's another problem for another day. Speaking of EV, an electric bus company filed bankruptcy. You know that bike, the little bikes that you can rent and move around the city and you just drop them wherever they are and then you charge it up and you can ride it somewhere else? That company filed for bankruptcy. They're not set up for this stuff. Here's what I'm going to ask you. We're bouncing around a bit, but can you keep up with everything? Are you keeping up with everything? Can you tell me what's going on in Ukraine? Really? Can you tell me what's happening in Russia? Really? Can you tell me what's happening in Iran? Are they building the nuclear weapon? Probably. What about China? China just publicly said, we are going to the one China policy. In other words, that was a shot over the bow that Taiwan is coming back into the fold. What do you think Joe Biden's going to do about it? When do you think China's going to act on this? Think they're going to do it now? Or you think they're going to wait to see if Trump's going to get back in? Just telling you, you know what I should do? I'm going to tell my producers this. Maybe you guys can do this. Make a list of the things that we talk about: Hunter Biden's grift, corruption at the highest level, dual system of justice, inflation, border invasion, capitalism, employment, unemployment. You name it. Keep going down the list. Healthcare costs, etc. And you know what we'll do? I can tell you, I don't know how many topics it'll be, but whatever it is, I could say, well, we're going to cover 80% of those topics today. And all we got to do is switch out these names and the things that are going on. I saw a thing that came up. It said, here's a story you're not going to hear about. And it was some black perp who shot an 8-year-old kid in the head. Crime, rampant crime. Shocker? Anybody surprised by it? The border invasion. When on my Twitter feed, I get all kinds of memes where they show people crossing the border because people are visiting the border all the time. You should look at these memes. And it's people from all over the world, able-bodied in gear that you go, you're not impoverished. Where'd you get that shirt? They're wearing nicer clothes than I wear. And they're young men, fighting age men, from every country of the continent of Africa, from every country in Central America, South Central and South America, and Mexico, you name it. China. It's insane. And you look at them, they're just border location after border location. They're just pouring through. I saw an estimate that said it was 4.5 million people. Now, the White House gave a much smaller number, and the media reports a smaller number. But can we absorb that many people every year that's not really here for opportunity, and who knows what they're here for? And while we're talking about all this, understand something. The Democrats are robbing you. Yep, they're robbing you. They're coming up with some piece of legislation to get more of your money and daring you to come after it. They release hardened criminals into the streets, but they don't want you to have guns. Rampant election cheating, followed by fake cover-ups. Cover-ups of what they're doing wrong to make you feel bad so you let them continue what they're doing. And all the while, every poll, every trend, everything about who we are and what we do is the most popular thing in this country and, oh, by the way, around the world. And we got to sell it. I don't understand. I'm trying to understand it all, and I'm trying to put it into... look, this particular segment is all over the map, but I keep thinking about those checkboxes. Those checkboxes of nonsense. Cause of racism. Cause of homophobia. Cause of misogyny. Toxic masculinity. And I think about the problems that these people have created. And any of those boxes I just created right there, all on the left. Every single one of them belongs to the left. All we want is to be able to live in this country pretty much free and unencumbered. But do we have that? Nope. Because you look at those checkboxes. All these things that we spend our time doing. And while we're doing that, I'm telling you, these people are doing some of the most heinous things against us. I'm shocked every single day. But I'm shocked at the rinse and repeat fabric of what we do. You would think we've seen enough repetitive patterns, we would be able to figure it out to make wins with it. Why can't we win? I'm working on it. I mean, I have the answer. I mean, I understand it, but I want you to answer it for yourself. Why can't we win? We got a lot more to talk about. I'm glad you're with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses a Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Are you going to follow up on this, the fact that Kevin Morris's people told you he was unable to give you any time, he couldn't come to talk to you because he was overseas between Thanksgiving and New Year's, and then there you are, you watching him on the steps of the Capitol with Hunter Biden right under your nose in Washington?
We absolutely are. It's just not adding up, and they're not being honest for how they've been communicating with us. He was supposed to be out of the country from Thanksgiving to New Year's. That's why he couldn't come in for questioning. But clearly he was not out of the country.
Well, there you have it. He wasn't out of the country, Hunter Biden's lawyer. But ask the Democrats if they care. They don't care. Hunter says, I don't need to testify before Congress. That's for peons. That's not for royalty. Look at our royalty, the people that at least want to think of themselves as the elites. You brought decency. Yep. Decency to the White House. Decency to American politics, right? They, when they wanted to get rid of Trump, the idea was that we got to get rid of this guy because he's indecent. Look at the way he talks and tweets. Let's not look at his actual actions. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We've been talking about some of these things that are repetitive, but here's the good news for us. We wake up, we got this checklist of different things that we're going to talk about, but think about how much progress we make every single day in each of those check marks. Global climate farce, border invasion, inflation, insurrection, J6 nonsense. In fact, here's Representative Clay Higgins on the FBI's participation in January 6th.
So who was that? It had to be, you know, I think it's nefarious forces and part of the whole agenda of the FBI with their involvement of this whole thing. We have other evidence, specific observations of police officers, Capitol Police or Metro or both, entering rooms and here in the Capitol in uniform and coming out as Trump supporters and construction workers. So,
you've seen that?
Yeah. So
why has that video not been released yet?
One would say that's a pretty good clue.
Yeah.
The other reason that we believe it's just practical to have someone who knows how to get around. I mean, you know yourself, you can't walk around this place and know where you're going. You have to be here for years and
years.
The
capital is a maze.
That's right. And it's incredibly difficult to get around. You have to know where you're going. So you had to have people that were very familiar with the capital itself in order to lead some random groups of citizens that have come from every corner of the country, in many cases never been to D.C. before, much less walked around in the Capitol. So it just makes sense that the Trump supporters that were leading the way and were clearly already inside the Capitol before the doors were opened were working in coordination with the FBI agents and assets that were embedded into the crowd. In some cases, in these groups had been embedded for months.
The level of desperation by the left is boundless. You've heard me talk about it. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Representative Clay Higgins telling you, FBI agents go in and they emerged as either construction workers or Trump supporters. But they were known FBI agents. So there's a cabal here. They knew this was going on. It was orchestrated for months. It's funny how the Democrats can keep really good secrets on the things when they want to do their dirty. I want to shift gears. I want to go to election cheating. And you can find this in the Potomac Local, www.potomaclocal.com. Former Prince William top official indicted, lied during the 2020 election when he was questioned about it. And here's how they write this. Eric Olson, the county's current voter registrar, took the reins in November 21 following the general election. And this guy's the guy that they say was corrupt. His last name is White. They say that his actions did not affect the outcome of the election and that he reported the discrepancies to the Board of Elections, prompting the investigation. And here's what they went on to say. In 2022, the Electoral Board, the new Director of Elections, have built an entirely new leadership team that's dedicated to fair and accurate elections, and many improvements and best practices have been adopted to ensure a safe and transparent voter experience for the voters of Prince William County. But he didn't elaborate on what the discrepancies were by White, which got him indicted for lying. But he said this: our members are pleased to see Virginia's Attorney General, Jason Mieres, taking strong actions to root out corruption and gross negligence in public office. The decisiveness of the Attorney General in prosecuting this case should send a strong warning that Virginia, under the leadership of Governor Glenn Youngkin and Attorney General Mieres, takes election integrity seriously. They will ensure that the 2022 or 2023 elections are fair. Older article, but it goes to show you that election cheating is happening, It's being coordinated and orchestrated, and this was in a Republican state. They said under White's tenure, Prince William County doubled the number of absentee in-person voting locations. So in other words, the guy that they got rid of who lied, he wanted absentee voting to be rampant. And that's how they were able to win the 2020 election, and Joe Biden took Virginia, which, again, I want to point out, the boxes and all that other stuff, the mail-in ballots, all that stuff was for show. They just needed something to back up the number that they were going to give Joe Biden. And they didn't think it was going to be 81 million because they didn't think Trump was going to get his 75 million. Here's what's interesting about White. Democrats played the long game. Here's what they wrote about him. Under White's leadership, Prince William County made significant gains in early absentee voting. The county ranked near the top of the state for early voting ahead of the 2016 election. That was the one where they wanted to cheat Hillary in. In 2020, early voter locations doubled, and the county set records for early and absentee ballots that were cast. The achievement coincided with changes in laws that expanded access to early voting. They were playing the long game. They put this guy in place. So now they got to make changes so that they can make Virginians, or try to convince Virginians, that the next series of elections will be fair. Maybe Youngkin will do it. Let's hope. Let's hope he pulls a DeSantis and he actually protects his state. But here's what I'll tell you. Not only were the election results contested in states like Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, but it was the first year Virginia allowed voters to vote absentee in person for 45 days leading up to Election Day. And that's what the Democrats do. They change the rules to fit the circumstances. It's happening right now as we speak. I was going to do a shirt that just read, Proud Election Denier, because I am one. I'm proud to tell people that I don't believe it, and I don't believe they believe it. Maybe we should have a shirt that says, you know Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. I mean, merch to me should be a message, and you should be happy to wear it. You should be wanting it to get that message out. But I'm showing you what's happening. And look, this is Prince William County. This is happening all over the country. And there's a few that they get as a scapegoat, like this guy White, but not enough of them. And let me tell you, in this election cycle, Democrats are going to pretend. They're going to talk about election integrity. They're going to talk about it as if they're all for it as they continue to cheat. And continue to look for ways to mitigate your vote. Not to mitigate it, to actually erase it. When we were doing a deeper dive into this stuff, I got to tell you, I was blown away at what these people did. If I tell you that all they want to know is, are you on the voter rolls, and they will steal your vote. It's happening right now. I don't know if you guys heard. James O'Keefe's team broke that Act Blue. The people that fundraise for the Democrats are getting, I don't know what the number was, but I believe I read 60% of their funding comes from China. Now remember, O'Keefe exposed that people donating $20 were being looked at as people that had donated $100,000 to the Democratic Party or to that particular candidate. And they were like, I didn't do that. I don't even have the budget for that. Democrats didn't care. Stealing identities, you name it. All for the greater good.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Level.